Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. He knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been nice. Oh, no, that's another guy.
Monday, 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 Monday. So good to me.
It's Monday, the 25th of March.
Monday,
aloha would be appropriate, Jay, I suppose, for me in this circumstance.
Aloha.
I'm in the studio of Star 93.2. I never get it right. 94.3. And over the years, the music stations that I've been on have been both AM and FM stations, but that was way back in the 60s and 70s. There weren't many stations on the FM band that were playing, you know, the kind of music that became popular in the next decade or so. And it has nothing to do with anything except my commentary on music from then until now. But the circumstance is that I'm on the island of Kauai in Hawaii, and it is, a little after midnight here. So I got you beat by 12, by 6 hours. How's that? I got James beat by 5 hours. So hello, and
hello.
Welcome to this relationship we call a radio program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the air every weekday with a Good Day program. Lots of discussions about things that mean, you know, a lot of people. Whether it's the news that we're talking about, news talk, whether it's about the kind of relationship that you have with people who have relationships, people who know something about relationships. We help you with your life, which is, I think, the best. That's why I do it that way, because it's the best kind of radio, the most helpful kind of radio, as we've put it many times. The old term full-service radio, balanced radio, whether we were talking about occasionally politics or whatever it is. Jay's got her point of view. I have mine. We have what the facts are. And the facts are that Powerball has gone up to $800 million. Not another day without a winner. Yes, Saturday drawing. Powerball jackpot will be up to $800 million. Let's see here. The numbers, I don't think it's important what the numbers were, right? Unless you want to know how close.
Yeah. unless you got some of the numbers where you win some money, just not the big jackpot, but, you know.
Have you ever, I've asked you a question, but I don't know if I've asked you whether you've ever won a little bit or not.
No, I mean, enough to buy another ticket.
Ah, there you go.
You know,
won $10, let's buy another ticket. Yeah, I've not, no. That's funny because on the plane coming over here yesterday, I was reading an article about these various gimmicks. There are books, there are pamphlets, there are videos, there are all kinds of things that you can research online on how to win. And I don't know whether to believe them or not. You know, you look at the stats that do, oh, this person won 13 times and that person won 10 times by using our method. Excuse me. It feels like it might be a little.
I don't know. Those are usually the people that win a few $100,000 or maybe like $1 million or something. Which,
right.
Don't get me wrong, that's still life-changing money.
Sure. Yeah. Anyway, so the jackpot. That's what we're talking about here. All right. We have Russia in the focus. Certainly, lots of people are talking about the terrorist attack in Russia and who it is that is responsible for it. There were a lot of people in Russia over the weekend that gathered to mourn the victims at that concert hall. I don't know if you saw any of the video. Video is, well, like any, but it would happen anyplace. I mean, it's not any different there than it is anyplace else. Why we think because it's Russia, and A, those things wouldn't happen, and B, excuse me, that they would be any different than a terror attack anyplace else. I guess we just don't think of the Russians as being terrorized because we think of them as terrorists, mm-hmm. right? I mean, think about it. We don't think the Russians, we think they're responsible for terrorism, that they wouldn't, that it isn't, you know, so much that they would have it as they'd be responsible for it. So the question comes on what people are thinking about Putin. The election was, what, last week for him to become the president again? And you wonder, okay, what's going on here? The attack, it seems to me that I saw out of the corner of my eye, the United States warned him about a possible terror attack.
There has been a lot of back and forth that either the U.S. knew something and didn't pass it along, U.S. did pass it along, or the U.S. didn't know anything to begin with. There's just been so much back and forth.
Yeah.
But the fact remains, I mean, so many people are dead. Gunmen went in, they shot up the place, then they set it on fire, and the Islamic State has claimed responsibility.
ISIS. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I obviously can't translate the Russians, but I'm... You look at the expression on his face as you see all of the video. 133 people were killed, if not more. 100 or so injured in this attack. And though it is something that the ISIS folks have claimed they're responsible for, why? Why? Why are they upset with the Russians?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't get that out of anything that I saw. What I saw was... the claim and a lot of yakking back and forth on the various news networks last night of the usual blah, blah, blah. Most interesting part of this, I think, maybe, you know, there are a lot of different parts to it. The ambassador to the U.S., the Russian ambassador, said that the administration did not pass the information along, or what he referred to as concrete information through the Russian embassy mm-hmm. about the possibility of an attack. Nothing was passed.
And then somebody from the U.S. State Department, a U.S. State Department official, said they had shared information of a possible attack.
So this is the good guys and the bad guys again? Is this all, even at this circumstance, at this juncture, they don't want to admit that we helped them out, or we're trying to help them out? I think they said... that the no matter what the relationship, there's a long-standing duty to warn mm-hmm. a policy that's in effect, no matter who's involved in this. So is the number 133, 137?
The last I saw was 137,
yeah. 137,
yeah. And then also one of the reports I saw originally, too, when the Russian diplomat was saying the U.S. didn't pass along anything, somebody else from the U.S. State Department said that they didn't have any information. They didn't know. So that's why it's like we're hearing so many different aspects, and we have reached that point of society that we don't even know what to believe.
Yeah, that's
all we know is that over 137 people are dead, including children.
So why is that important to us? Let's just examine that for a moment. Why is it that what went on in Russia, is the world that small, or is our relationship with Russia such that this sort of thing has value on any number of levels? The people who don't like Putin say, look at this. The Russian or the ISIS people don't like him either, and, you know, that go on, blah, blah, blah. There's all kinds of different ways.
And also think it's the value of why people care be a value of morals, too, because these are civilians. These mm-hmm. are innocent lives. And if, for me personally, if my government knew something, regardless of how we felt about the other country,
yeah.
I would want them to follow good morals of letting them know, because, again, civilians, innocent lives.
Yeah. It's been kind of a wild weekend. Those 300 abducted school children in Nigeria were freed. They had been in captivity for quite a long time. Same number, 137 of the children abducted a couple of weeks ago from their school were released. The statement that came earlier in the weekend from the government suggested that all the students were free, but apparently that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
But the background here is that in Nigeria, because it's Nigeria, it's like Somalia and many of these other pretty much lawless states in Africa, They are all the time stealing, abducting children. They're selling them on the open market. They're 12 years of age in that vicinity. And so when you look at the hundreds of youngsters that have been kidnapped in the last few years, the militants have seized these children. They're mostly girls. And, you know, what happens to them? We all talk a lot about sex trafficking. We certainly have had a number of features focused on that here on this program. We all know, you know, you look at, you have to be pretty much deaf, dumb, and blind not to have seen or heard or be connected to the information about these youngsters. And it's happening all over the world, but it seems this is one of the worst places. The youngsters that are taken here and there, but this large group of them who were taken, I just wonder what it is about the human condition. I mean, look at what happened in Russia. Think about that. And look at what happened in Nigeria. And then think of some of the atrocities that happen here or elsewhere. It doesn't seem to make much difference anymore what country you're in. The atrocities that are in man's inhumanity to man. So what is there about us? What is there about the components of our body and our mind that have this as part of who we are? Are we all capable of this? Or is this just something that a few people are capable of? Or does it get exacerbated because we have so much media these days that it becomes a big problem?
Has it always been the problem? We just hear about it more because of the media.
Well, I mean, you wonder historically. You go back to some of these shows that are old. Was that show that was on for a number of years about early life and it was all incest and stuff? What was that? Everybody liked that show.
Early Life.
James, what's the name of that show that was all about the horrible violence?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, look at how that was portrayed, and was that just modern day thinking portraying that stuff to? But I mean, some of these shows that are on the various cable networks. Wow. Woof. Some of the streaming shows are pretty dicey. All right, 18 after the hour. This is Good Day for Monday.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate sending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now 23 after the hour on the Monday Good Day program. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner. Jay is in Cleveland, where she normally is. James Collins in our main studio, the big one in Dallas. And I'm in the studio at Star 94.3 in Kauai, Hawaii. And it's nice and warm here. So why not like it? Exactly, right?
Yeah.
The program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Remember, they'll provide you with insurance for pretty much everything. Your cycle, your boat, your, I don't know, I don't think they have homeowners insurance. They have car insurance, RV insurance, all that stuff. So if you want protection on the road and on the water, you can check it all out at 800-PROGRESSIVE and or progressive.com. All right, so the focus here, as we want to do in this portion of every hour, looking at what's happening with celebrities, a little gossip here and there, social media. So a name on the list is a name that hasn't been there for quite a long time. The name of Paul Simon. Does anybody not know who Simon and Garfunkel are? James, you know who Simon and Garfunkel are, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, all right. making sure I don't want to make any assumptions. So there's something, I guess, that if you're a Simon and Garfunkel fan, I used to call them on the air Simon and Garfunkel, and I thought I was clever. that split they had after the concert in Central Park. Well, let's see how things are brewing now. Back in the 80s, I think, sometime, wasn't it, Jay? When was that concert?
It was 81.
81, yeah, okay. All right, so fast forward to March of 2024. What's going on with them? We'll find out right after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new thing.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Nothing is every day.
With Sky Rizzi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZI to learn more.
You know, as a jock, and I talk about the early days I had on the radio in the 60s and 70s, I wasn't a big fan of Simon and Garfunkel. I think I liked Paul Simon better when he went out on his own, actually. But you cannot, the only thing that really stirs me was Bridge Over Troubled Water. That, you know, how do you not get stirred by that, no matter what? So anyway, there's a new story out about these two. I think that new documentary, Restless Dreams, which is a focus on music of Paul Simon, came out over the weekend, if I'm not mistaken. God, these guys, look at the, he's 82 years old. And then he talks about, among other things, what happened with the Central Park thing and why they reunited. And are they ever going to get back together again? I don't feel like that's the point of the conversation, right? Anyway, they didn't like each other much then, and I don't think they like each other much now.
And they're okay with where they stand with each other.
Yeah. Kodachrome, man, that's a great song. Isn't that, don't you think? That's a fabulous, I think. That's
I don't know
great.
That one.
Yeah, don't, really? Yeah, you would
Sound of Silence is one of my favorites, and The Boxer.
All right, so James will find Kodachrome for us when we come back. It's 28 after the hour now here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime. And here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calatrin, frequent visitor. She's a frequent flyer on the Good Day program because she has a flyer that's produced by the folks at Calatrin that you can read pretty much every day. There's new information at toploss.com, which is the official website for Calatrin. This time of year, a lot of things are happening. Now, what do we have in the moments remaining here as incentives?
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calatrin, so it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it. It's on our website, toploss.com, and if you have questions, you can chat with us online, or you can call us toll-free. We're right here in America. We're in Tennessee. You can call us, talk to us. We love to answer questions. Our number is toll-free, 833-TOP-LOSS.
At toploss.com and lose that weight, courtesy of the folks at Calatrin. Thanks, Elizabeth Miller.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Vatican marking Palm Sunday with the Mass at St. Peter's Square. Officials estimated some 60,000 people attending the Mass. Pope Francis pronouncing prayers, including for those impacted by the terror attack in Moscow over the weekend.
Assicuro la mia preghiera per le vittime del vile attentato terroristico compiuto l'altra sera a Mosca.
Gas prices have risen significantly over the last few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, reports that the U.S. saw a spike of 14 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks for a new national average of $3.60. She says one of the main factors is a rise in oil prices overall.
There's been an added risk premium because of recent activities in the Middle East and Russia.
This is USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
Ah, there it is. Radio 101 teaches me never to refer back to something that we talked about before unless you can point to it or you can have people go back and listen to it. And that's always the case because you can go to gooddayshow.com and listen, whether you want to go back and listen to it right now or you can listen to it through the course of the day. I was talking about Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, and Simon being 82 years old and me not believing that, among other things. But that was one of the better songs. Jay and I were talking about Simon and Garfunkel's music, and other than Bridge Over Troubled Water, there's nothing much there that ever really is. Sounds of Silence was big. As a matter of fact, one of my great broadcasting friends, Dick Summer, was the guy. He had a show on in Boston called Dick Summer's Subway, and it was he took B-sides of records and played them on Sunday night. And included in that was him flipping over, and I don't even remember what the other side of the record is, frankly, but he was the first one to play Sounds of Silence, and it became a big hit. Isn't it funny how things like that happen? It's almost, Some people say it's an accident. I don't believe in accidents. I just think things happen because they're supposed to happen.
Speak.
And I'm looking around at the things that are happening. This is Holy Week, and also it's Holy Day, but there's two different holies here, Jay. The this event is spelled H-O-L-I, is about a vicious king and his son. This goes back, obviously, a number of years. Started with the evil king, whose name, I'm going to challenge you, Jay, because you're the one who sent this along. You want to try to pronounce this guy's name? It's probably not necessary anyway.
I think it's Hiranyakashipu.
Okay, good. As good as anything else. Who's going to tell you you're wrong? Certainly not me.
And if I am wrong, I don't mean to be disrespectful.
Right. Anyway, so this guy was a bad guy, and his son wasn't a bad guy, it looked like. And I don't know, the whole thing is very interesting. It's good over evil, right? That's kind of what this is all about. The story about, you know, who lives and who dies. When I said Game of Thrones, that's where I was kind of going with this. This reminds me of the Game of Thrones show. And there was a movie that was about this, I guess, apparently. But I'm not that interested in this. I'm interested in Holy Week, H-O-L-Y, which includes Maundy Thursday, it includes Good Friday, and it includes Easter. So a week from yesterday is Easter, and this Thursday and Friday we have Maundy Thursday. I don't know why, for me, growing up as a New England Puritan pilgrim congregationalist, I thought that this was a more religious holiday, a more interesting, more important holiday this week, with Good Friday and then with Easter, than Christmas was. Because I knew early on that Christmas wasn't really the time that Jesus was born. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I think one of my Sunday school teachers told me that it really was. And he wasn't trying to start trouble. Like, whenever I mention it now, people think I'm trying to start trouble. I'm not. I'm just telling you what the truth is. And the truth is that Jesus wasn't born anywhere near December 25th. It was the early Catholics grabbed all the pagan holidays, and December 25th seemed convenient for them to grab, and we'll make that Jesus' birthday. It's not Jesus' birthday. Jesus was born sometime in March. Anyway, much closer to Easter, frankly, and when he died. So, the whole business. See, there are those people who try to make Easter seem like it's a fairy tale. I don't happen to believe that. I happen to believe that what was accomplished, or what the story is, what the legend holds, is that Jesus somehow his body was retrieved the third day, and he went on to wherever he went on to. I think that there is every possibility that that is true. And you can't tell me that it isn't. You can say, that stuff doesn't happen, but prove it. Right? You can't prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, think about it that way. You don't know what happened to him, what happens after life. You know, it's a good story, excuse me, for people to sell if they want to have you, you want to be sucked into their religion. But religion aside, the actual event is something that absolutely could have happened. So, and why not believe in it? Why would you be a poo-pooer? You know, if people feel better about believing that, why would you say, that couldn't happen? Stick in your ear. That's the way.
So would you consider yourself more agnostic than anything else, Doug?
No. I don't think I'm agnostic. I think I'm a believer. I believe that Jesus was a great healer and existed. I think there have been some of the other, you know, you'd look into the story of the founders of the major religions, whether they be Judaism, whether it be the Muslim faith, whether it be Christianity. Remember, they all started in the same place, right? The old city of Jerusalem is where all of these religions started.
And so, they all have the same baseline of teaching.
Yeah, but they do. Right, exactly. And so the fact that we, apologize for the congestion, better than it was last Friday. The fact that we seem to want to wrap ourselves around, let's say, anti-Semitism. We don't like the Jews because why? Why don't we like the Jews? There's no good reason for not liking the Jews except I don't like Jews. Why don't we like Muslims? Well, because they were responsible for September 9th. Or we just don't like them because they're different. That's, you know, it's pretty nonsensical why we don't like people. It just is, you know, why we don't like certain people. We cannot like the people who are responsible for September 11th. And wouldn't it be interesting, as the fingers are pointing to what happened in Russia, it was the same sort, the same lot that was responsible for what happened this past weekend in Russia. Think about that, right? So we are not friends. Excuse me, we were when Reagan was president, but we aren't now. And that could be, you know, part of the leadership challenge, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But why is ISIS taking a shot at the Russians? We know, we think we know why they took a shot at us, but so why are they taking a shot at the Russians?
Yeah.
It's like an equal opportunity. And again, you get back into, I'm looking at the pictures of the guys they think are the main suspects in this. Oy, man. Well, the Russians are pretty tough. Anyway, so these are Russian members of ISIS, it appears to be, anyway. All right, so allergy season. I'm talking about the stuff that makes us all crazy because we keep coughing and sneezing and the things Jay and I have had this. There is a very strong feeling of stuffiness everywhere. Here, you are not alone if you are feeling the punch, if you will. I'm looking at all of the weather forecasts and what's going on. I have hay fever and have, you know, it comes with the territory, being on the farm all my life. You're going to have hay fever. My son got it so badly he had to stop when he was 19. He couldn't breathe. And so sometimes it creates asthma. One of my great friends, who is about 10 years older than I am, who is a farmer and a cattle dealer, was telling me on, was it Friday? I think I was up there Thursday or Friday, that he, you know, he's got this lung thing, and the doctor told him that if he didn't do something about it, he'd probably die in the next year. Well, what kind of that? And so I said, what did the doctor tell you to do? He said, he didn't tell me to do anything. He just told me that if I didn't do something different, that I was going to die. I said to him, what the hell good is that?
Yeah.
So I sent him to my pulmonologist at the, you know, one of the local hospitals in the Boston area to see what happens. Anyway, so the point of the conversation here is that if you're sneezing and you're coughing like you hear me do and you hear Jay do it and we can't catch the microphone in time, much earlier than in most years. And so this is actually about a month ahead of what's normal. Normally, we don't get this stuff until the grass pollen starts or the tree pollen starts, and there are and then there's
strong
weed.
Enough winter to like get
right,
rid of
nothing
things,
get killed. Yeah, right. The ticks are out already. That kind of stuff. So you've got high pollen counts, and that'll, you know, if you take anything. I actually have, I took a couple of different things this past week and tried to dry up the stuff that's, you know, that's become a problem. And I don't know if it worked or it didn't. Sometimes it feels like it did. All right, so what else will be around because we've had an early spring? There are lots of venomous snakes that have come out of hibernation. I'm sure this will make everybody very excited. So if you're a jogger, if you're a walker, if you're a hiker, you will find, although most of the snakes around are harmless, but there are some venomous snakes that are pretty much everywhere around the country. It's hard to escape, and you don't really think about it because we have industrialized a lot of the land, right? We have made residential communities out of a lot of the land. And so I'm not telling you this to alarm you, but if you're taking walks, you're loving the spring sunshine, you could be joined on your walk or your hike or whatever by some snakes.
Those trails. And,
right. Well, we're trying to save the ecosystem, right? People wonder, why are we saving the snakes? Oh, the snakes actually do good things, especially those little garter snakes that you see in the garden. They're not going to hurt you. They just take care of a lot of the things that are there. I mean, but it is, remember that old song, I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes To Love You. It was, who's that?
Jim, I don't know what
Jim,
that one is.
Jim, somebody or other. Anyway, so there are timber snakes, rattlesnakes, copperheads that are pretty much all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And the ticks are no friend. I took a tick off a daisy the other day already. I put the collar on. I don't like putting the collar on. I got a natural collar. I think it works fairly well. But you ought to do that to take care of your dogs because the ticks are... You have ticks out there, right? Do you have... Is your daisy...
Yep.
Yeah, right.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't have tick problems?
Uh-uh.
Really? Huh. Well, good for you.
Thankfully, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So anyway... I guess just kind of being aware of that. I'm not trying to, as I said, try to scare you. I'm just telling you that because we're getting temperatures, as soon as the temperatures get up pretty consistently around 60 degrees, these snakes. And last year, wow, 80,000 people were bitten by snakes somewhere in North America. At least they were reported anyway. Cotton heads, water moccasins, I guess there are more of those are down south than universally.
Yeah, where it's warmer.
And then the warning is out to look out for bears. This is a great segment, right? Here's what will kill you, and look out for it.
Ticks and snakes and bears. Oh, my.
Right, exactly. I don't like spiders and snakes. I don't. So rattlesnakes, there are a bunch of different ones. Diamondbacks, let's see. Look at all these different kinds of rattlesnakes. Mojave rattlesnakes, prairie rattlesnakes. Black rattlesnakes, timber rattlesnakes. So if you get bit, you better get to somebody fast to suck the stuff out of your system, right? What would the world be without snakes? Maybe some of you would like to find that out. All right, here we are, 48 after this good day.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-e.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Farm and Family Time here on the Good Day Program. 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on Monday the 25th. Wow. The last Monday of the third month of the year, right? Isn't the 1st of April is next Monday?
Yeah.
Mistaken, right? Ooh.
To be exact.
Ooh. Okay. So today on the Food, Farm, and Family focus that we have here every day, foodfarmfamily.com, it's International Waffle Day. So I suppose this is like the International House of Waffles instead of the International House of Pancakes, right?
Yeah, or the Waffle House. Or Waffle House.
Yeah. Waffles originated in Sweden. I did not know that. In the 1600s, spread to all the countries around Scandinavia and in Europe. They were eaten with jams and fruits. I still do that today. Do you eat? I have blueberry jam on my waffles oftentimes, even though there's nothing like a good, you know, real... the syrup that comes at this time of year from boiling all of the sap. That's the real stuff.
But oh,
this is
okay.
A great treat. So anyway, referred to by the Swedes as Waffeldagen. So
isn't it the same batter as a pancake, though?
Yeah, it's the same stuff. Right. A lot of things are made with that same batter. Mm-hmm. Bisquick was around when I was a kid. Did you have Bisquick? I wonder if it's still around.
Yeah, I think Bisquick's still around.
Still around? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so that's the day. So waffles are a very important part of Sunday festive events for a lot of people. People have this old tradition of waffles on Sunday. Belgian waffles were created after there were the Swedish waffles. There were the Belgian waffles. That started in like in the 1800s. So anyway... There's actually a connection to this week being Holy Week. There's the beginning of what they call Our Lady Day, where the original waffles were used to celebrate and I don't have the slightest idea what the connection is here, telling the Virgin Mary that she would be the mother of Jesus. Right? What's that got to do with a waffle?
Yeah, celebrating the Immaculate Conception.
Yeah, right, exactly. And with a waffle.
With some waffles.
Yeah, with some waffles. Yum. All right, let's talk about what's going on at Starbucks. Starbucks fans, listen up to this, because There's a very serious recall that may affect your morning coffee or tea. Pretty concerning. U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says there are 500,000 Starbucks mugs that have been recalled because of the possibility you could get burned or you could get lacerated.
Yeah.
Wow, this is something. Nestle recalling the Starbucks mugs. So Nestle doesn't own Starbucks. Does Nestle own Starbucks?
So these were in, like, gift sets where you have a bunch of different items and stuff.
Cocoa and stuff as well as coffee.
And so there's, like, the Starbucks holiday gift set that had two mugs, Starbucks classic cocoa and mug.
So there have been incidents of people, of these mugs overheating in microwave ovens.
Yeah.
If they're, so that's
And causing burns or complete, like, breaking and then the liquid spilling out and
don't people know you have to have a special mug? You can't just put any mug in the microwave, right? Do people not know that? I think people do.
I feel like people should know that, but I've also still heard people putting metal in the microwave, so, you know. Let Darwinism do its thing.
Good day to that. All right. If you like the smell of cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove, they are being celebrated this week. Powerful antioxidants, nutraceuticals, in fact, is what they're called. They all pretty much originate in South Asia, and they are most of those things are in our kitchens. People use some of these spices, especially cinnamon, to do wines, mulled wine, and gingerbread cookies, and then there's pumpkin spice that's also, you have that in
the
coffee.
Burning the essential oils, the happy
right,
smell.
Yeah.
This makes you happy.
Right. So, but the reason, this is a good conversation for Dr. Jack as well. What is a nutraceutical, or maybe even Dr. Cam, we have these 2 hours, as you perhaps know, on the weekend, the Good Day Health Show, and this is the kind of stuff, Ken has talked about these sorts of things, but Jack's more likely to talk about them. So, you know what, I'm going to make sure that we talk to Jack this week about nutraceuticals, all right? The benefits of nutraceuticals. The Israelis have told the United Nations they will reject the food convoys. Why? They don't trust them? This is a pretty damned outrageous thing. And so is this, they're going to be looked upon as trying to obstruct the life-saving aid deliveries. Didn't make the Israelis look very good.
Yeah, in the middle of a man-made famine, let's make it worse.
How does that make sense? Exactly. Yeah, no. Not a good look for the Israelis in this circumstance. All right, we are at 59 after.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.